This is Communication Nation, Episode 2, Mother Tongues, Part 3, Preventing Extinction of Indigenous Languages. Earlier, we met Dr. Curtis Chavez from the Cary's Children's Learning Center in Cochiti Pueblo, New Mexico. Here at the Children's Hour, we wanted to hear what it sounded like to be in a Cary's language school.
My name is Bernard Suena. I am from Cochiti Pueblo, New Mexico. I was fortunate that I learned the language growing up, where that was my first language, where I didn't have to go to a class and sit down and learn the language. I was fortunate that I was able to speak to my parents, my grandparents, my brothers, my siblings, using that language. We used to play games in the plaza, and that's all we had spoke was the Cary's language.
On the day of our visit, we met some of the middle school kids at the Cary's school too. Four kids who were sitting around a table working on a sewing project unlike anything we had ever seen at school.
Right now there was Mr. Benny Shando here, and he's volunteering to teach the kids how to make some moccasins. So today we're talking a lot about making holes, about the twine. He's showing us this leather, how they cut it and make it into strips like that. And as you see, they're all making little ones. It's kind of to show them how to make it, just to start it off, and later on they can make some on their own.
When it comes to the school's language classes, Mr. Suena uses a form of education called immersion to teach Cochiti's Cary's dialect.
When they're with me, it's like about 100% Cary's.
Part of why immersion works is based in science. Research shows that kids learn languages faster than adults, and that's because their brains are growing all the time. It's no big deal for a young brain to make room for a second language. In older people, not so much. The best way for a kid to pick up a language is by listening and practicing.
We do community building. We talk about events that are coming up here in the community, and then we talk about worldwide events that are happening, what's going on in the Middle East. They all contribute to saying something every day. My favorite word is Shoatsimpopa, which means I love you all.
Kukiwe Ese Sinhano Sota. Hi, my name is Marshall, and I'm from Cochiti, New Mexico. My favorite word is Imari. That means tortilla.
Hi, my name is Abigail, and I'm 11 years old, and my favorite word is hot mash, and that means bye. Or goodbye.
Hi-ya, hi-ya, hi-yo, hi-ya, hi-yo, hi-yo, hi-ya, hi-yo, hi-yo, hi-ya, we-ya, hi-ya, we-ya, hi-ya, we.
A long time ago, I was afraid of the dark. I took a long look down deep in my heart. All my fears were inside because I didn't know. There's a light shining for you wherever you go. There's a song in the air, a whisper in the wind. I believe in their power, all spirits sing.
Hi-yo, 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 hi-yo,
there's a spirit shining on us. I believe, it must be love. I believe, there's a spirit guiding our every move. I believe in a spirit called love.
That's the legendary Joanne Shenandoah from the CD called All Spirits Sing. She's singing there in her native language, a Mohawk language or Iroquois language from northeastern United States region. You're listening to the Children's Hour today. We're thinking about our mother tongues. And you've been challenged to find out what your ancestral mother tongue is. We'd love to know. Reach out to us. You can write to us at childrenshour.org. There's a contact us page, and there's many ways to reach out. You can leave us a voicemail. You can call us on the phone. You can send us a letter in the mail. You can email info@childrenshour.org. We'd love to hear from you. We've got a little bit more time on the Children's Hour, and we've been thinking about languages and communication and how diverse this nation is. This comes off a release called Why Do We Sing? It's Sam Tsui and Casey Breves right here on the Children's Hour.
Buonanotte. Oyasumi nasai.
Godano.
Urare shvakanasha.
Shabbeher.
Good night. Kids around the world are looking at the moon.
Some call it yueliang.
Some say la lune.
Some call it Mwezi or Kamaroon. Kids get sleepy looking at the moon. Kids around the world are lying in their bed.
Whether they say la cama
or crevet, the sound of singing echoes in their head. Listening while lying in their bed. In every home,
in every land,
there is a melody that we all understand.
So rest your head,
so close your eyes,
and listen to the language
of lullaby.
Kids around the world are drifting off to sleep.
Kusinzira,
Matulog,
Kochi,
Zitelen Schäfchen,
which means they're counting sheep. Around the world they're drifting off to sleep. In every home, in every land, there is a melody that we all understand. So rest your head,
so rest your head,
so close your eyes,
so close your eyes,
and listen to the language of lullabies. Hyvää
Kalinista.
Shubratri.
Anuja lebo.
Dobre noci.
Gutna.
Ratri sawat.
Magandang gabi.
Happy Washington. Laila to. Osta asai. Kuya na. Aloha po. Buenas noches. Kids around the world are listening to a tune.
Call it a lullaby
or kechtolaulu,
aninanana,
or a baihatsu. A million different words,
one single thing is true.
In every home,
in every,
land, there is a melody that we all understand. So rest your head,
so
close your eyes, and listen to the language. Listen to the language. Listen to the language of
devotional my lady, oh devotional my lady, ve'akulam. Oh devotional my lady, oh devotional my lady, oh devotional my lady, ve'akulam. Salam, aleinu ve'akol ha'olam. Salam.
That's the Mosaic Project from a release called Children's Songs for Peace. You've been listening to the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone. This episode is called Mother Tongues. It's part two of our four-part radio series, Communication Nation. There's curriculum that goes with this series, and you can find it all at childrenshour.org. We have time for one more on the Children's Hour, and as we think about our incredible diversity of this nation of languages going back thousands and thousands of years, I can't help but think that we all laugh in the same language. This is Bozo and Pals, right here on the Children's Hour. We'll catch you next time.
Everybody laughs in the same language. Everybody laughs in the same language.
Chuckle, 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 giggle, giggle, ha, ha, ho, ho, hee, hee. same for you, same for me. I saw this guy in Paris, France. He was laughing when he saw a clown in baggy pants. Sounded like a friend of mine in Carolina, who laughed exactly like a guy I've met in China. Everybody laughs in the same language. Everybody laughs in the same language. Same for you, same for me. Well, if you ever travel out beyond the stars and someone slips on a banana on Venus or Mars, you won't need to translate a sign with your hands, cause laughter is something everyone understands. Portugal or Spain or up in Bangor, Maine, if something's really funny, everybody acts the same. Everybody laughs in the same language. Everybody laughs in the same language. Chuckle, 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 giggle, giggle, ha, ha, ho, ho, hee, 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 hee. Same for you, same for me.
The Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated, a New Mexico nonprofit.
You can find photos, playlists, learning guides, and activities for every episode at childrenshour.org.
Today's show was written and produced by me, Katie Stone, with Christina Stella. We had production help from Mackenzie Gronke, Sarah Gabrielli, and Daniel Lentz. Chad Shear recorded us at Outpost, and Amber Scheel writes our learning guides. Find the ones for this show at childrenshour.org. Look for Communication Nation.
Find our podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, or go to our patreon.com/thechildrenshour.
Or ask your smart speaker to play the Children's Hour podcast.
Our theme music was written by C.K. Barlow.
The Children's Hour is distributed by Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio.